We've got details for the new tax deductibility rules around housing. New builds are going to be exempt for 20 years. If you own the place but rent a room out, you're not a landlord. These changes happen as of the end of this week, which has got quite a few people upset. Revenue Minister David Parker's with us. David, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This whole announced at September 28 and implemented October 1. What was that about?
Working through making sure that all of the details are right, particularly in respect of the exemption for new builds.
But you've sort of taken people by surprise, don't really give them enough time to implement it, think about it, give advice, etc. Would you concede that or not?
I wouldn't concede that. People don't have to file their tax returns for this year until starting 1 April next year, and indeed quite a period after that. And indeed, the same tax bill is the one that sets the income tax rates for this year that we're already in. So I think it's okay.
How does it tilt the market towards the first home buyer?
It changes the economics for a landlord. You know, if you go back a couple of years or, you know, a decade, the proportion of existing homes that were bought by landlords who had multiple properties was around a third. By the end of last year, they had gone up to 40%. So the market was increasingly dominated by investors. So this will push investors towards new builds because we need new supply and put less pressure or less competition for people who are buying a house for their own occupation.
Well, that's in theory. Rents have gone up by record amounts. You'll be well aware of that, though.
Actually, in the last year or two, rents have been flattening off.
The latest numbers we have year on year, they've gone up by 10%.
That's true. In earlier years, it was even worse. I mean, we have had a housing crisis in New Zealand, and there's many, many parts to the solution. The most important one of which is building more houses. And of course, in Auckland, the number of houses being built per annum has gone up from 10,000 in 2017 to 19,000 now, 90% increase. So that's the most important ingredient.
A couple of people, PwC partner Jeff Nightingale, says there are still a very complex bunch of rules and we still think it's poor tax policy that undermines the coherence of the Income Tax Act. You say what?
I say it's a housing crisis and you've got to do something. I don't completely agree with Jeff. I've actually got a lot of time for him. But there are other flaws in the tax system. You can't fix them all. We're in the position that we are, and we want an increasing proportion of existing homes to be purchased by people who live in them rather than investors who own many.
And the Chartered Accountants Australia New Zealand tax lead guy called John Cuthbertson, he says his view is that the use of tax is a blunt instrument to help deal with the housing crisis. It's not the best approach. You say what?
Actually, the Minister of Finance actually also said yesterday, you know, tax is not the primary answer to housing. You know, building more houses is. And I agree with that. But it's complex. You know, you've got to free up land supply, which we've done through changes under the RMA and more to come. You've got to build social houses as well as, you know, private sector houses. You've got to invest in infrastructure. You know, there's lots of parts of this. You know, some of it's not within our control. For example, Reserve Bank interest rates dropped following the GFC and then the COVID crisis to historic lows, and that's also put upward pressure on prices.
David, appreciate your time very much. David Parker, and that's before you get to the lockdown, of course, which was in the government's purview, and we gave you the number the other day that Auckland's lost 1,900 homes being built because of it, because there's been no construction, of course.